It's here and now. That's legendary cellist Yo-Yo Ma performing the prelude from Bach's Cello Suite No. 1 in G Major. His recording of Bach's unaccompanied cello suites won him his first Grammy Award in 1985. He's picked up 15 more since. He's been on a mission to use music to grow better citizens, visiting classrooms and mentoring students with musicians like soprano Renee Fleming. And he continues to stretch his own boundaries. Yo-Yo Ma is up for another Grammy on Sunday for Best Folk Album for the Goat Rodeo Sessions. That's Quarter Chicken Dark off the Goat Rodeo Sessions, performed by Yo-Yo Ma, violinist Stuart Duncan, bassist Edgar Meyer, and mandolin player Chris Thiele. When Yo-Yo dropped by our studios last April, we asked him about that collaboration. Now, goat rodeo, it's Appalachian slang. It means, I had to say this, pilots use it too. It means that it's miraculous when something doesn't mess up. And Yo-Yo, that could be the case when you throw different musicians together. You play with some of these. Some of them are bluegrass stars. But this isn't bluegrass. What is it?
Well, it's whatever you think it is. And someone actually described it. We thought it was wonderful. Someone said, this is a genre-proof kind of music. Because not genre-bending, but genre-proof. Because it's what I think good music is. It's always an amalgam of different things. It obviously has classical elements in it. It has bluegrass elements in it. But really, what it is the four of us. It's the chemistry between four people who really like one another, really want to work together. And it's the product of many years of friendship with my friendship with Edgar Meyer and Edgar's friendship with Chris Thiele and Chris and Edgar's friendship with Stuart. And that's what you hear.
Well, and it works. By the way, Edgar Meyer, the great classical bluegrass jazz musician, the MacArthur Genius winner. I mean, it does work, but it's not a given that it will. And we understand that one other time when you worked with Edgar Meyer and the violinist Mark O'Connor,
mm-hmm.
We hear you're sailing along. You're thinking this is going swell, but the other two maybe not so much.
Absolutely. And this is the wonderful thing. It's like, here I am. I think this has happened all my life. I think something's going great. And someone looks at me and says, it's not.
Really?
Yeah. And this is what is, I think, just a wonderful lesson on what people choose to listen to, what they're focused on. Edgar said, the groove isn't good. The intonation is different. It's not good. And Mark hasn't said anything, which is dangerous, And by the time they're both through, I realize, my goodness, I'm obviously listening to very different things. And so it took many months to be able to develop the oral or listening skills to focus on what they're thinking are really good aesthetic decisions versus ones that, that I thought were fine. I did something with a Renee Fleming, I think, at the Lakeview High School in Chicago. And Renee, we all know Renee Fleming is a great, great opera singer. She listened to them and said, you know, you guys are fantastic. But let me tell you something. Do you think about projecting your voice? And she says, can you go, you know, the kind of sound, the nasal sound that you make when you want to kind of really make something edgy. And in 45 seconds, she gave them something that there was just a huge improvement in their ability to project. And they were already fantastic to begin with. But I did something I thought was kind of neat with Meryl Streep in Beijing a couple months ago. We were sort of an American team bringing something that we do to Beijing.
Oh, to be a fly on that wall, but
and
go ahead.
So she had just flown in. We spent like 20 minutes working on something where she was reciting a Chinese poem and then reading a letter that I think Martha Graham was writing to another dancer. And we figured out what to do with music and performed it later on that evening. And I guess being able to improvise on something at a short moment's notice and to be able to trust one another enough to then go perform it in front. And we had never done anything together.
There is a vitality, a life force, a quickening that is translated through you into action. And because there is only one of you in all time, that expression is unique. If you block it, it will never exist through any other medium, and it will be lost. The world will not have it.
That's a value.
Right.
That's a value that we can actually teach. The way that I think there's a value of being able to look at, let's say, imagination. Can you teach it? I think you can. And I think one of the things we're trying to do with public school kids is to say, yes, you have to have tests and do all of these things, which is very important. But how about using words or sounds or music to stimulate curiosity, to inspire the learning, and to teach disciplined imagination? Because that really is part of what we're trying to get to in our workforce in this era, right? Innovation, flexibility, and compassion, empathy, imagination.
In other words, you know, what you do with the kids in the schools today, we're going to see in good citizens and people in the workforce in the future. Well, I'm told that I have to say goodbye. I'm appalled.
Well, what an incredible treat and privilege to be on your show.
Thank you so much. The pleasure was ours.
Thank you, Robin.
Why don't we do this? You have the cello. Is there something you can just play for us to say goodbye?
Sure.
Something that will startle me.
Okay.
Startle me.
I'm not sure anything can startle you because you've seen it all. But let me try.
Okay. To find out what it is, go to our website, hearnow.org. Also see a video there of Yo-Yo Ma performing in our studios last April. And by the way, the Grammys are this coming Sunday. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us to see what this week brings. Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.
I'm Robin Young. Join us next time for the news and these stories here and now. How do we keep the next superstorm from devastating coastlines? New York is considering everything from giant walls with movable gates out at sea to oysters on the shore. Also, the problematic art of ending a film. That's Public Radio's Daily Digest of News and Culture, Here and Now.